Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the word.
I believe more and more, as the Lord Jesus delays, as He tarries, that we're going to face more challenges in walking with our Lord. We have already faced many challenges in our lives, and some, depending on your age, probably more than others. But we have so many more challenges ahead of us that we're going to be faced with. I don't know exactly what those challenges are, but I do know that they are coming. That I know. Matthew 10:16 says, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be as cunning as snakes, but as innocent, He said, as doves. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, He said. But God will never call you to do something that He won't qualify you for and that He won't provide for you. He'll provide everything for you. And so we need to understand that and just go ahead and quit sitting in the church pew or sitting on the sofa waiting to hear from God. You've already heard from Him. Now all you need to do is just step out in faith. And just like when I stepped out in faith that first time when the Lord called me to the ministry 28 years ago, I was kind of afraid too. But I stepped out, and even though it wasn't where He was sending me because I didn't know, I knew it was one of three things. But as I stepped out, friends, then the Lord told me what He wanted me to do. And it wasn't something that I was looking forward to. I mean, He sent me to the jail. But I did, you know. I went and I ministered to those people, and eventually at the prison, a state prison, and eventually became their volunteer chaplain there. But you know, that was a ministry. That was the Lord building a foundation for me to be where I'm at today. So He's never going to start you on the top. You know, as a matter of fact, in His Word, He says, you know, you should never have a novice. That's somebody that's new, and you know, maybe a new Christian getting up and preaching. They need some foundation in order to do that. And I believe that a lot of you listening out there today have been called. And all you want to do is step out in faith. And once you start doing it, then you'll get more confidence and you'll become more bolder. And then you'll be able to do what God is calling you to do, because the Holy Spirit will help you. He's your teacher. The Bible says in John that He's your teacher. He's your helper. He's your advocate. He's your comforter. The Holy Spirit has taught me everything from how to use the computer to being the chaplain to ministering the Word of God all over the world. And I'm just a plain old ordinary country girl that was raised on a farm with 13 kids. But you know, it doesn't matter your past, and it doesn't matter where you came from. All that matters is that you just take and be the ambassador that God has called you to be, and just step out in faith and put your trust in the Lord. You know, it says here, we Christians are God's ambassadors, as I said before, and that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. So we speak not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, and I strive to teach and preach as the Holy Spirit leads, and not to please man. I do not intend to try to preach to please man. I want to preach to please the Lord. And I honestly believe if I'm preaching what the Holy Spirit's given me, that it's going to minister to you that are listening. Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, according to John 18:36, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. I'm going to say that again. It is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. In John 18:36, it says, Jesus answered Pilate and said, my kingdom is not of this world. This was when Jesus had been taken up before Pilate, when the Jews took him up there, and this is what Jesus was doing by answering Pilate. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that they would not be handed over to the Jews, but as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. And there may come a time when we are faced with a life and death situation, and the decision we make will make all the difference. I want you to keep that in mind, that one day you may have to make a decision that could be life or death decision, and it's really going to be important to what that decision is. I think the main reasons why we have trouble getting victory in our situations is because we are focused on the natural. We focus on the things around us that Satan has put around us. And so we focus on the problem instead of focusing on God, our Creator. In other words, we need to be looking at instead of looking at the seen, we need to be looking at the unseen. And unseen is like in the supernatural realm. We are just like God, like Jesus said, this was not his kingdom. It's not our place either. The Bible tells us that we're strangers here and that we're just passing through. You know, we're living among a lot of evil things that's going on. And if you look around, you can see that there's more evil going on all the time. You know, you can't get away from it. You know, I turn my iPad on to get a sermon or get something, and it must have 30 or 40 things about this candidate for president and this one. But one thing we have to keep in mind, let me stop and take a moment to say this. This is a time of evil versus good. I want you to hear me. It is a time of evil against good. And we must pray and seek the Lord on what we need to do. And as a child of God, and as a believer of the Most High, we have to follow the good and not the evil. We're going to have to not think so much of ourselves and our comfort, but we're going to have to start thinking about the mess that's being made right now, because even if we aren't here, if you're older and you're not here, our children, our grandchildren are going to be here. So I want you to think about that, okay? But it says here, as again, we Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. When God called me into the ministry 28 years ago, he entrusted me for the gospel. All the gospel is the good news. Good news. And when people are preaching or teaching anything else, you know, things that don't help you or doesn't apply to the Word of God, that's not good news. If they're teaching you stuff, I don't ever want to teach you anything or speak anything that's going to put fear into you. But if I see a tornado coming, I'm going to warn you about it. Okay? And it says here, so we speak, it tells us this, not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts, according to 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 4. And I want you to know, friends, that I strive to teach and preach as the Holy Spirit leads me and not to please man.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you for the power that is in your word. And according to your word in Job 15:6, you said it's our own mouth that condemns us and not you, and that our own lips testify against us. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into our situations, that it gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy us. Father, I thank you that you are our protection from our enemy Satan, and I thank you that you have allowed your angels to respond when we're in trouble. Your angels are activated for our benefit when we speak your word. Father, I know that sometimes it feels like danger is lurking everywhere, around every corner, that we're being sent out like sheep among wolves. Help us to understand that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Also help us to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King Jesus, hallelujah. And we shall not be afraid, for the spirit that God has given us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and encouragement. I thank you, Lord, with you on our side, we have already won the victory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.